Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and the stories behind it. It's here. After 3 years, the Stricker Six and the 2020 Ryder Cup is finally happening. Will Brooksy and Bryson play nice? What's the over-under on thumbs up from Phil? Will there be surprise guests to motivate the teams? And can Team USA break whatever mental juju Europe's been exercising over us for the better part of the century? The drama and trivia will all unfold in a glorious glutton of golf over the upcoming weekend. Now, the USA is fielding a younger team than usual, with half of them making their Ryder Cup debut at Whistling Straits. While victory is the goal, these rookies would do well to remember the example set by another Ryder Cup rookie back in 1969. On the final day, in the final match, in his first Ryder Cup, Jack Nicklaus sank a 4-foot putt on the 18th hole to ensure at worst a tie in his match. This meant the USA was guaranteed a tie and would retain the cup. Nicklaus's opponent, Tony Jacklin, had a short putt of his own. If Tony missed, Nicklaus would win the match, and Team USA would win outright. The Golden Bear at 29 years old, with the golf world watching and an outright win on the line, bent down and picked up his opponent's marker, saying, "I don't think you would have missed it, but I wasn't going to give you the chance either." Jack's gesture became known as the concession. It sparked a lifelong friendship between him and Tony. The two even designed a premier golf course in Bradenton, Florida together. It opened in 2006, and in February 2021, it hosted the WGC Workday Championship. The name of the course? The Concession Golf Club. Now, the FYI. Today, in 1952, Richard Nixon made his now famous Checkers speech. A speech where he was fighting for his political life and said that if he lost the RNC nomination due to campaign finance issues, he would keep a campaign gift regardless. What was that gift? Well, of course, it was his dog, Checkers. This has been The Early Tee from Stick and Hack, your daily look at golf and the stories behind it. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.